and magnesium. Well, we talked with him a few weeks ago about krill beads and really didn't have time to go into the magnesium like I would like to do. We recently had an amazing experience here at the Power Hour with magnesium, so I really wanted to get back and discuss this because it is one of those things that the body must have. It's not a nice-to-have thing. It's a must-have thing. And thank you very much, William, for Martin, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, Martin. And I thank you for your good work on magnesium. And a lot of people have been doing a lot of work on magnesium. What was it that perhaps interested you in this subject? Did you have a personal interest, or was this just a financial venture?
Oh, it was direct and personal. I was about as sick as it gets. My journey really started with mercury poisoning. You know, I went innocently to a dentist, and instead of thinking that this professional would have my interest in mind, I just trusted him. Mm-hmm. You know, I was too young and too stupid. But anyway, this fellow installed a dozen of fillings in my mouth, and you know, within weeks I was starting to get weaker, and within months I was starting to get sick, and within years I was pretty much a cripple.
Amazing.
And so anyway, I had to start a journey to recover from this ordeal, really. And it took me, you know, 10 years to reach my bottom, and it took me 10 more years to actually figure out that I cannot trust the medical system, I cannot trust the dental system, I cannot trust the chiropractors either. And not that every one of them is a corrupt person. They're not. Most of them go in there well-meaning and wanting to help people. But the way this organization is set up, it withholds truth. It just goes in this silly direction that instead of considering the whole organism, only focuses on its parts.
How bad was your situation, your personal situation, at the very worst?
At the worst, I would roll out of bed and crawl on all my fours to the washroom so I could take a leak, and then I would crawl back in, and I would have to sleep, actually not in bed, I was sleeping on my recliner face down because I needed to be bent backwards in order to be able to spend some time of peace. Yeah, that was pretty much at the best or worst.
And so I'm sure you did a number of things to try and improve your situation. You know, it's sort of like when I realized that I had my aux cord with all the vaccines that I got from the Gulf War, I began to try a lot of different things to find out what worked, because certainly nothing in mainstream medicine was working.
Yeah. What ended up happening for me is I met a fellow whose name is Jim Carter. That he and Dr. Norm Shealy, had done a bunch of research in transdermal magnesium. You know, you already made a point. Magnesium is not just an optional item. Magnesium is one of the four minerals that must have presence in the human body in proper ratios or else. And I was suffering from a significant calcium-magnesium imbalance. The calcium magnesium is like a seesaw, like a gas and the brake, like the left hand and the right hand, you know, like they are necessary opposites of each other. Calcium is that which accelerates and activates, and magnesium is that which decelerates and deactivates the SNS, the sympathetic nervous system, the fight flight system, you know, the part of your body that tells you engage or disengage, be tense, relax. Mm-hmm. So, of course, every single heartbeat, every single contraction of your heart muscle involves calcium for the contraction and magnesium for the opening, for the relaxation. So if you don't have them in good ratio, you get tense and you get angina. You know, if you're an athlete and you have calcium overabundance or lack of magnesium, you will be very strong, but you will rip your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, muscle tears and muscle injuries, those are classic signs of that. Imagine one example. Imagine road rage. You've seen that happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
That's a full expression of calcium-magnesium imbalance. Not enough magnesium, and people fly off the handle. with mental states that just are irrational as it gets.
Well, and it even gets worse physiologically, especially when you talk about the cardiac system, because the widespread shortage of magnesium in this country, not the calcium, as many people would think, in our diet, in the Western diet, is what is attributed to the high rates of sudden death heart attack.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, the best thing about heart disease is that the first warning is a massive cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't the first warning, though, muscle contractions, muscle almost paralysis where it contracts and you can't let go? A lot of people I know have a cardiovascular nurse, we would see those contractions in people's muscles and knowing that perhaps they didn't have enough magnesium or potassium in their bodies.
Right. Yes. Yeah, both. They actually go together.
Mm-hmm.
They both are signs of internal tissue acidity, which, first as you're having to balance the acidity in the tissue, you pull calcium out of the bones. That's the first phase. But your body is trying to throw off the excess acidity, and with it, it first throws off magnesium, and then it throws off potassium. So you end up first crampy and then tired.
Mm-hmm. We had someone at the Power Hour who was going through this cramping. I mean, it was horrible cramping. And it wasn't just at nighttime where you might feel it in your calves or your thighs, but it was also in his thighs, which that's the worst one. And I have had that also. That is a terrible experience. Because you can't really get it. You can't alleviate the, like you can sometimes in the calf muscle. But he would have this horrendous cramping of his hands even. He'd go to write and his hands would cramp. And I said, man, it sounds like to me, if it were me, I would be using a lot of magnesium, like a lot of magnesium oil, and probably even taking some of it. And within one day, this massive amount of cramping that he was having stopped because of the use of magnesium. That was the only thing, the absolute only thing he did differently. Didn't drink more water, less water, didn't take any potassium, nothing. Just the magnesium oil. Now, how do you explain that, and what was happening in the body to stop those cramps?
Well, there was the excess calcium in his tissue, in his body, right? And if it's out of balance, it just simply contracts. And without the magnesium that's required to open it up, wasn't coming back. So it's just like, you know, if you can inhale but never exhale, it's the same sort of thing. You can contract and never open up. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you deliver the magnesium, that is the signal for the opening up, it can relax.
So we've got a country now of people that probably, what percentage would you say are deficient in magnesium if they do not use any form of magnesium supplements or oil, magnesium externally?
It's documented. 60% are clinically deficient, 80% subclinically, 80% are deficient, 60% significantly to the point of illness.
And so what is happening as a result of that? What are people, if they have a minimal amount of magnesium deficiency, what are they feeling? What are the symptoms?
Tiredness, depression, unable to relax, sleeping problems, not able to fall asleep easily. But it's such a broad issue, you know. When you start resupplying magnesium, you have diabetes, high blood pressure, and circulatory problems involved. You know, the metabolic syndrome that's engaging magnesium. You have mental states. You have ability to perform states. You know, it's because magnesium is involved systemically. It's everywhere. But people don't believe me. You know, they have swallowed this myth promoted by the mainstream medicine that says, if you eat sensible diet, you get all the ingredients or all the nutrients you need. Well, that might have been true 100 years ago when the fields were still sort of, virginal, you know, mm-hmm, in their own pristine state. What happened about 100 years ago, the industrial agriculture was born through the chemical industry research, and we started using the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, NPK fertilizer, which we thought was a blessing because all of a sudden our yields went up. You know, we used to be able to get, you know, pick a number, 10 bushels of something out of the field, out of an acre. Now we can get 20 bushels.
But didn't that ameliorate the condition, though, in people if they added the nitrogen and the phosphorus and the magnesium to the fertilizer?
Well, it helps grow food quick, and the food looks like it.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We got a 4-minute break here. We'll be right back with Martin Petella, and we're going to talk about the miracle of magnesium after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We're talking to Martin Petella about magnesium, of all things, because, yeah, it's the element. It's number 12 on the elemental chart. It is so important that we have it. Dr. Carolyn Dean, who we've had on the program before, and I had the real good opportunity to go out to the Gerson Institute with and spend a week with her. She's the author of The Miracle of Magnesium, which we have at the Power Hour. And she says magnesium is very important in health and medicine, extremely important for the metabolism of calcium, potassium, phosphorus, zinc, copper, iron, sodium, lead, cadmium, hydrochloric acid, and acetylcholine, along with nitric acid, for many enzymes, for the intracellular homeostasis, and for activation of thiamine, therefore for a wide gamut of critical body functions. She goes on to talk about how critical it is. It also helps regulate blood sugar levels, promotes normal blood pressure. It is known to be involved in the energy metabolism and protein synthesis. I mean, it's almost it's necessary for the integrity of the double helix of the DNA, which carries the genetic information. It sounds as though, Martin, that magnesium is just involved in almost every process of the body.
Precisely. Well, it's one of the four elements on which all of our existence is based. You know, your body is like a water bucket within which you have stuff. And the stuff involves calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. Those are the four most important building blocks. And then you have phosphorus and sulfur and then the less important trace minerals. And from all of that, you know, using carbon, hydrogen, and so on, you build proteins, and from the proteins, you build the tissues. But if you don't have the minerals, they are involved in the signaling. You know, all of the electric signals, like, you know, a single heartbeat or any thought, you know, like if you want to have a thought, the nerve transmission, all involve the ionic signaling. Every emotion that you want to or that you experience has minerals involved in it. So if you don't have proper balance of it, you're screwed.
Well, you
you're
know,
in trouble.
Yeah, Dr. Dean, she correlates it to the Chinese qi. And a lot of people have heard of the term qi, that is sort of the life force. Well, she says that that's related to the ATP, or the adenosine triphosphate of the cell, and that that's where we get our basic fundamental energy storage. That's the little battery of the cell, really, is the ATP. And that without magnesium, we're not going to have the ATP. And she says, thus, we don't have the qi or the life force either.
Yes. I would say it this way. Your overall state, you know, the aura, which is a Western name for the qi, is sort of a reflection of your overall state of health. And you see a person enter a room and you see them practically glowing with health. Or you see somebody else come in and you say, oh my gosh, this person is sick. And you can tell just by looking at them. Well, you're looking at their overall expression. And the better the quality of the electrolyte, the better the quality of their batteries, the better the quality of their overall expression of life. And all of this is dependent on the minerals.
And, you know, Dr. Mark Serkis has written a book called Transdermal Magnesium, which absolutely covers just about everything you can imagine. It's about 360 pages of information on this subject. And he is the big promoter of using the transdermal or the external magnesium. Now, Dr. Dean talks also about using the internal magnesium, which we carry here at the Power Hour, the supplement form of magnesium. But why is it that Dr. Mark Serkis is so positive toward the use of the transdermal or the external magnesium?
Well, where he learned it was from the research done by Dr. Shealy and Jim Carter. They were the original researchers and promoters of this method. What happens is this. Magnesium would take your body out of balance if you take too much of it at once. And so if you take it orally, it has this fantastic effect of a bowel flush, meaning it'll clean you out really quickly. So if you take about two and a half teaspoons of the magnesium internally, you know, like 2,000 milligrams or something like that, it'll trigger a pretty quick evacuation of everything that you have inside of your gut. So you need to take it in smaller doses. If you have a serious clinical problem, if you are in a real health deficit of magnesium, you cannot do it orally. You have to take it externally, otherwise you'll never catch up.
Okay, we got a three-minute break, and we'll be right back with Martin Petella, magnesium. Did you have any idea it was so important? It's available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829. Back in three. Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour today. It's 8:33 Central Time. I do thank you for joining us and my guest, Martin Petella. We're talking about magnesium, the magnesium miracle. It is a miracle, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have enough of it. And most, nearly everyone, is deficient in magnesium. It's so sad because, as Martin said, our food just does not contain it any longer. So where do we get it? Well, we don't. That's the problem. And as he was saying, the magnesium is essential in regulating the central nervous system excitability, and magnesium deficiency then causes aggressive behavior, depression, suicide. Magnesium calms the brain, and people do not need to become severely deficient in magnesium for the brain to become hyperactive. So think about this. You go to the doctor, you tell him you know, you may have this aggressive tendency, you're depressed, you're suicidal, and he gives you an SSRI drug, which is only going to make the situation worse, when in reality, you could have gotten a $5.40 bottle of magnesium, tried it out, and seen if that was the answer. All I can say is, if you haven't tried it, I think you're going to be amazed, especially when you have one of those little epiphanies yourself, when you see that you use it and you don't get leg cramps, and you don't use it, and then you get leg cramps again. You're going to have your own little experience that says, wow, this stuff really works. Now, we carry the potassium at the Power Hour, along with the two books, The Magnesium Miracle and Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. The Mark Serkis book is about 350 pages, as I said, and it really covers magnesium. You're going to be... It's just so fun to read this and see all the things, all the reasons why people may be having problems. For instance, fungal infections due to a depressed immune system, premenstrual syndrome, calcium deficiency, osteoporosis, tooth cavities, hearing loss, type 2 diabetes, cramps, muscle weakness, impotence, aggression, fibromas, potassium deficiency, and arrhythmias. Now, I wanted to ask you, Martin, because it seems as though one of the biggest complaints now that physicians are hearing is arrhythmias. That means irregular heart rate, or the heart is not beating correctly, when we haven't seen this kind of a problem before. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, all kinds of old people around me are now on Coumadin because they are concerned about getting a stroke because their heart beats irregularly. And, you know, they're just chasing the symptom instead of the cause. as always, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, absolutely. This is very common. It's practically epidemic. And, yes, it can be, for a large part, fixed with proper nutrition, proper supplementation.
But instead they put them on the antiarrhythmia drugs or the channel blockers or whatever, which only makes the problem even worse. They have high blood pressure, which the addition of magnesium would probably have helped with that. And yet, they just make the problem worse.
You just said it. Yeah, you just said it, you know, like the beta blocker or calcium channel blocker. What you're doing is you're trying to block calcium. Well, we already know through physiology that magnesium is the antidote, is the opposite of the calcium. Mm-hmm. So you can either try to remove calcium or you do the natural thing, you supply the missing magnesium. But no, they don't think that way. They, because, you know, they're all trained to think removing symptoms as opposed to supporting the body holistically.
And, you know,
that's
right. And the advent of arrhythmias, it's getting into younger and younger populations. And they're doing these treatments like Dr. Sherry Rogers was talking about. They do ablations where they go and they literally zap and destroy part of the heart. I mean, this is just so archaic, so... I can't even explain. I mean, and I was involved in all of that
stuff. I'll give you an analogy. You know, I'll give you a perfect analogy. You have a rat infestation in the back lane behind the house. If you're thinking like a doctor, you're going to start buying guns and shooting at the rats, then you're going to be buying poisons and trying to poison the darn things. If you think holistically, you say, what are the rats eating? What's keeping them alive? And you say, oh, it's the garbage I left out back and put out every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you need to think to heal these systemic problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a pharmaceutical company will not think that way because, indeed, for, you know, about 55 cents a day, you can be free of all of this trouble by supplementing with transdermal magnesium. You add it into your bath or you massage it into your skin and you're done.
It's amazing. It could be so simple. So simple. You can use it on children. You can use it on adults. And in fact, with the hot sun and people sweating so much, isn't magnesium lost through the perspiration?
Well, no. The biggest danger there is with sodium. People are salt deficient, which is crazy. And this leads to another problem. You've heard of GERD, right? The heartburn or the stomach digestive problem, right?
Mm-hmm. The esophageal problem, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is caused by the deficiency of the chloride ion in the body. And normally, we used to get it with sodium chloride, but because of the fears of high blood pressure and all of that, people have been reducing their intake of salt. Well, the biggest danger of that is the reduced content of the chloride ion. And that's why when you use the transdermal magnesium that's available at Power Hour, you not only are you supplementing magnesium, you're also supplementing the chloride at the same time. So your digestion will improve as a side benefit.
That's amazing. Digestion related to putting on transdermal magnesium. I mean, it seems like there's, I know Dr. Dean told me there's 325 processes of the body that have to have adequate amount of magnesium. I mean, you only have about 2 ounces of magnesium in your body as it is, which is not that much, but you have got to have what you need, and if you don't, those 325 processes are not working.
Yeah, you need at least 2 or 3 teaspoons of the magnesium oil on your body every day.
And, of course, the easiest way is to put it on your stomach. If you're going to put it on before you go to bed, I like to use the stomach area because otherwise if you put it on your legs, it's hard to turn over at night. I mean, and explain why you can't turn over when you use the magnesium. I mean, explain the feeling of it on your skin.
Well, you know, it's a teeny bit sticky because it's like when you come out of the ocean and dry off, you know, there's a little bit of salt left on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of that sort of sticky feeling. I don't know. I mean, I have not been bothering to put it on my feet. I don't even know what you're saying, you know?
How do you use it? How do you use the magnesium?
Well, personally, I put it in my stomach, and I do that in the morning because I like to stay calm. Otherwise, I'm kind of too excited all day long.
Hmm.
But my wife, she likes to use it differently. She likes to put it in the bath in the evening because it calms her right down, and she doesn't even use the magnesium oil. She uses the magnesium crystals. she puts it in the bath.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 15, 20 minutes in the bath, calms her down, and she sleeps like a baby.
You know, the other day you talked about doing the magnesium beads in the bath water along with the laminar.
Yeah.
And along with the magnesium powder, and I did that. That I think it was the night or the night after that we talked about that on the show, with the 5-pound magnesium bath crystals, the magnesium powder and the laminar powder together. And I mean, it was like it was all I could do to get to bed before I fell asleep. It was really amazing.
Yeah, well, we call it the ultimate bath,
mm-hmm.
and it's like that. When Jim Carter invented this process, he actually had a whole business built around it, where he would put people into this large tub, you know, 400 gallons of this super treated water. Because when you treat the water with the bath bead, you know, the big 2-pound size of the prills, it changes the water structure so that all of the minerals that are in the water are driven into the body much quicker, much more effectively. It just causes such amount of restoration and rebuilding of tissue that it's astounding, actually, how quickly you can restore.
And how,
you can take... Yeah,
go ahead.
You can take the same material orally because, you know, the material that's used for making this transdermal magnesium is actually USP grade, as in U.S. pharmacology. You could use it in a hospital in an IV drip. That's how pure it is.
Hmm.
So you can certainly use it orally if you want to. It's
so
just that it will give you the diarrhea.
Uh-huh. So you can take the magnesium oil orally.
Oh, sure, or the crystals if you like to, but it's bitter tasting, right? It's the bitter part, it's the bitter salt.
So I don't know that you would want to, but can you overdose on the magnesium oil? Like you said, you're probably going to find out when you do an evacuation and you find out, you know, that you're, how fast your gastrointestinal tract responds to it.
Yep, 15 minutes, I've tested it.
Is that right? And how much did you take?
Oh, 3-4 teaspoons at once.
Interesting. Let's open up the phone lines. I'm sure there's some people that have ordered magnesium and have some questions. If you have ordered the magnesium or if you have a question about it, regardless if you haven't ordered it, about the magnesium or the bath crystals or the magnesium powder or the laminar powder, give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Would you differentiate between the magnesium oil and the magnesium gel for us, please?
I would, and it's an important distinction. The gel is thickened with seaweed extract, which supplies important minerals found in the ocean, especially iodine. You know, deficiency of iodine, PMS, you know, ladies. You know, has anybody made fun of you because you're PMSing again? Use mm-hmm. the gel, you won't. Another big symptom of iodine deficiency is late-term miscarriages. You know, people are losing their babies, their pregnancies in past 3 months. And another one is intelligence in children. You know, like you can actually create geniuses by supplementing iodine. Just
really?
Yeah. And another one, of course, is iodine's involved in thyroid regulation. So, you know, people with weight issues, like, you know, if you're hypothyroid like Oprah Winfrey was, you know, I only wish that she would listen to people like ourselves, which instead of doing the hoopy things she did, if she just took some magnesium gel, she would be fine.
And you're talking about putting it on externally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the gel, you just put it on your body. Actually, because magnesium undoes calcification, wrinkling is another form of calcification. So when you reverse calcification, your skin starts looking better. So the gel you would put especially up on the exposed parts of your skin, you know, like your neck or your chest, you know, up where your sun is shining most.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's okay to use on your face then?
Yeah, the gel is okay. The oil probably is too concentrated, would sting, but the gel is quite fine to do that.
The other thing I've heard of is that you can use it on your hair. Now, why would anyone use magnesium on their hair?
Well, the gel would help, you know, same way as styling gels would. Mineralization of your head will probably help reverse the graying, you know, like aging of the skin, aging of the hair follicles. would be reversed with proper supplementation of minerals.
Yeah, because it would absorb freely through the scalp then. Now, some people say put it on at nighttime, put the magnesium on at nighttime, wait 20 minutes, and then take a shower. You say you put it on in the morning, and you like to have the benefits from it all day long. How long is it going to be effective on the skin? In other words, when will it be absorbed and probably not giving you any more response?
I think most of it is absorbed in the first 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, so you could wipe it off after that then.
Right, but I just put my clothes on and go about my daily life.
Yeah. So. I would warn people, if you have a cut or if you have a lot of kitties and they ought to give you a lot of kitty loving and you've got scratches on you. Yeah, kitty scratches and magnesium don't go well together.
Yeah, shave and razor burns and all of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Area. Yep.
That's right. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on the air with Martin Patella. Go ahead, please. You have a question or comment?
I sure do. When I was a young boy in the 50s, my mom had a box of Epsom salts. Now, I didn't know what that was for, and nobody really told me, but it is magnesium sulfate, and you're supposed to put it in the bathwater. Can you compare Epsom salts with the rest of your nostrums there, please?
Yeah. There are two basic differences between what we offer with the magnesium chloride, and that is the chloride, which is very important to the digestion. The sulfate ion is useful, but not as useful as the chloride. So you get the double benefit of using the chloride in the supplementation. And the second one is that the product that's sold by the Power Hour is actually energetically treated so that it penetrates the skin way more effectively than the common mineral. So, you know, the crystals are actually harmonized. There is a distortion taken out of them through this energetic treatment. So the Transderma brand actually penetrates the skin way more than you would expect from ordinary magnesium sulfate, you know, Epsom salts bought in any other store.
So you're saying that really it's therapeutically. Let's say a person was doing a lot of cramping, they were having a lot of problems, depression, whatever, all the symptoms we talked about earlier. You would say that probably the best way to treat that would just be putting 1 to 2 teaspoons on the body a day?
Right, or more. Each teaspoon of the magnesium oil contains about 600 milligrams of elemental magnesium. So if your doctor says you need about 1,200 milligrams, well, that would be 2 teaspoons. So if you're really deficient, like, you know, if you're having migraines or some serious symptoms, you probably need more than 2.
We have a couple of physicians that buy it at the Power Hour from us, which I think is interesting. Let me thank you very much, Mark, for the phone call. Let's go to Donna in Ohio. Donna, you're on the air with Martin Patella. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Hello?
Hi there. Go ahead, please, Donna.
Yes. I spoke to you one time before. How are you, Joyce?
I'm wonderful. Good. I'm glad you called back. Thank you.
Yes. I've got this transdermal magnesium oil.
Mm-hmm.
And... boy, if I could get my mom on the line, she'd testify that I never slept.
Really?
Oh, never. No. And I got this. I couldn't wait to get it when I ordered it. And I believe I called your guest up. It was a number on the bottle because I didn't quite know how to do it, you know, how to use it. And then... he told me how to, you know, he puts it on his stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's how I've been doing it. And I do it at night and I go to sleep.
Interesting. Now,
I used to be up all night listening to the shortwave and now I go to sleep.
Now you're missing out on the truth, but you're getting some sleep, huh?
I know. And I wake up.
I hope you're feeling better.
Pardon me?
I hope you're feeling better for it.
Oh, I am, and I'm a diabetic and all that. So I'm trying to find, you know, I listen to you every morning, and I have a pencil and a paper.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. What a good student. Thank you, Donna from Ohio. Thank you so very much. Using it externally, ladies and gentlemen, maybe that's the answer. I usually wait till it wakes me up, and then I use it when I can't sleep. I need to use it before I go to bed. We'll be right back.
Journey on road.
y'all don't recognize that. That's Anya. That is so beautiful. Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We're talking to Martin Petello about magnesium, something that is so important and is so inexpensive. And you can get it at the Power Hour by calling 877-817-9829. And we do appreciate your purchasing from the Power Hour so we can do more things for more people. After the top of the hour break, I just want to read a little bit of a letter from a gentleman who we gave the satellite system to. And what a wonderful human being he is. And he was so appreciative. The dietary magnesium deficiencies, you can read all about it in transdermal magnesium therapy. It's available at the Power Hour and on special right now for $17. It's only $17. 360 pages of information on how to use it, what to do with it. There's also another book by Carolyn Dean that is $13. Dr. Carolyn Dean, she is an MD, called The Magnesium Miracle. And I would encourage you to get this along with trying out the magnesium oil or the magnesium gel at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Let's go to Kathy in Montana. Kathy, you're on the air with Martin Petello. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I am on a calcium channel blocker and have been praying for a way to get off of it, and I know you have to come off of it very carefully. And I'm also having acid reflux that my doctor checks with Prilosec. Will magnesium help me with this?
Well, we give no medical advice. Let me just say, we give no medical advice on this program. You understand that. This is hypothetical response to your hypothetical question. And
well,
this is
we can describe the physiological process in a human body. Your doctor can look it up in his physiology book. If he only would remember when he was first going to school instead of listening to his pharmaceutical rep, he would know this. And it's this. When you do have magnesium and chloride in good supply in the body, it will not be causing this calcium overabundance, and it will not be causing the underproduction of the hydrochloric acid in the stomach that's causing the reflux in the stomach. That's, you know, FDA allows us to make structure and function claims. The structure of this product is magnesium chloride. The function is it supplies magnesium, which counterbalances the calcium, and it supplies chloride, which helps supply your stomach with sufficient resources to build the digestive juices that you're presently not producing.
Okay, Kathy, it's worth a try. Yes, go ahead, Martin.
You know, I would say do it in a bath. Get the magnesium crystals and add a quarter cup to every bath you take, if you take baths every day. If you're a shower type of person, get the magnesium oil and put on 2 to 3 tablespoons every day. And it will slowly but surely help correct the deficiency or deficit that your body is experiencing. And then monitor the response. You know, your doctor will be able to adjust the dosage, perhaps down to zero.
Should I take the oil internally as well?
It's of no help, really, unless you want to get some diarrhea.
Okay. I thank you so much.
Good answer. Good answer. Thank you very much, Kathy from Montana. Dave in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. But see, what we talk about here is just the things that God gave us in the first place. Magnesium is number 12 on the elemental chart. It's something we all need. Dave in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Martin Petella. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for allowing my call.
Sure.
I took a good supplement of magnesium called Orthomolecule out of Stevens Point, and I wasn't absorbing it. And my natural doctor put me on PERC. It's a chlorine citrate. Then I was absorbing it. According to Sherry Rogers, that doesn't mean I'm going to be absorbing it around my heart.
Okay, Okay, we'll be right back.
There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who
see the big lie. Wouldn't it be great if we could uncover all these lies one at a time on the Power Hour? Well, that's exactly what we're doing. And we thank people like Martin Patello for joining us in the Power Hour today. We're going to be talking to Mr. Condit in this next hour about vote fraud. The answer to vote fraud. Well, first of all, we're going to find out how bad the problem is. And James Condit Jr. will be joining us in the next hour. But right now, we're talking about magnesium. It is a miracle, ladies and gentlemen. It is a miracle. And if you haven't tried it, well, you know, why are we doing these horrific channel blockers? And I'm not saying don't do what your doctor tells you. I'm not saying that at all. But why are we doing all of these things without making sure that our body is getting what it really needs in the first place? And there's no way to do it through diet. That's why the Power Hour has the best magnesium gel, the transderma miracles that we can possibly get, the best magnesium oil, and the beads, the magnesium little chunks of magnesium at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Let me go to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, oh, you were talking about taking it, and it didn't necessarily, you said, go to your heart. Is that what you said?
No, I was saying that I was taking it and what I was supposed to be taking, and I wasn't absorbing it. And I also have migraine headaches, which could be caused, but I also have scar tissue from surgeries. What I'm wondering, when I went on this PERC chlorine citrate, it's a liquid, then I absorbed the magnesium now.
Yeah.
Is there a product I could take? I wouldn't have to take that chlorine?
Well, the point is you want to take it externally instead of internally, you know, so to get rid of your migraines, or at least to counteract the contractions, you need to be able to just take this magnesium oil and just put it on the back of your neck and maybe on your temples. And, you know, it's that sort of application as opposed to internally, because internally, if you take two, three teaspoons, it'll just flush you out.
So try the external, is what he's saying. Thank you very much for the phone call, Dave. Let's go to Gene in, I don't know where Gene is. Gene, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on with Martin Patella.
In Maine?
Gene in Maine. That's our Gene.
Hi.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah. I have one of my grown children already has loosed bowels quite a bit. And I'm wondering what the magnesium would, how that would affect that.
Well, you know, for loose bowels, you need to start adding fiber to the diet, you know. So figure out how to get them to eat more vegetables and other forms of fiber. As far as this magnesium that we're talking about, it is applied externally and it does not enter the digestive system. It has no influence. We just keep on joking about people taking internal magnesium. That gives them the loose bowel, but external transdermal application does not.
So in other words, if they have that problem in the first place, the magnesium is not going to make it worse if they use it on their stomach. Thank you very much, Gene in Maine, and I hope to see you in West Virginia. Debbie in Indiana, you're on the air with Martin Patella. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
First, I want to give you a great big hug. Girl, you have basically saved my life.
Oh.
And I'm a nurse, and just from listening to you, and eating now all organic, and I started using the magnesium oil because I, too, have an arrhythmia, and I've had it since 1985. I've been on atenolol, beta blocker. I was all the way up to 100 milligrams a day, and I was still having them. And then out of the blue one day, my blood pressure went sky high. I was so close to having a stroke, I ended up in the ER eating baby aspirin, and I don't know what they had in that IV. I was just so sick, and it was affecting my eyes. I could not move my eyes to the left or to the right without getting these, like, electrical shocks down my arms. And I thought, this is so screwed up. Anyway, long story short, I started using the magnesium oil. The blood pressure came down. Eating all organic, my irritable bowel syndrome went away.
Wow.
I, too, was on the Prilosec, like, forever.
Well, stay right there. I'm going to finish this up. Martin, can you stay with us for another couple of minutes?
Oh, sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. I want to hear the end of this story. That is awesome. Debbie, you make me want to cry. I'm so happy. Thank you. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Hi, everybody. This is Joyce Riley. We all know knowledge is power, and this is the Power Hour. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is powerful because of people like Debbie and Martin Patella, our guest today. Now, don't worry. We're going to go to vote fraud in just a second with James Conda Jr. However, I got to finish up this phone call because it's so nice to hear people calling in and saying things like Debbie is saying today. And we don't even need the disclaimer this hour. Everybody's going to agree with this. Well, except for the people who make the vote machines. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour. Debbie from Indiana is on the line right now. She's an RN. She is a nurse, and she is saying that the Power Hour saved her life. Well, you know, it's the God-given information that is provided to us for us to be able to do the things that we do. I didn't know any of this stuff before I began. I was a nurse that was doing chemotherapy and electroshock treatments back in my early part of my career, and I didn't know any of this. But you know what? We're learning now. We're all learning together. And Debbie, it's got to be so rewarding to you. Now, you said that you were on Atenolol. Those of you who don't know what Atenolol is, you know, those high doses of Atenolol or even the smaller doses, they make you feel horrible. But you were able to, what did you start doing? You started using the magnesium oil or gel?
Magnesium oil, and I started using Dr. Deagle's that new Tridyne, the iodine.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like overnight. I felt so much better, and I have really advanced arthritis. And this magnesium oil, I'm telling you, after I jump out of the shower, I just basically just douse myself in it, and my feet no longer hurt, my hands no longer hurt, and I have two toes that were turning into hammer toes, and believe it or not, they're starting to straighten out.
Wow.
And my husband watches me. He sees the changes I'm going through, and I cannot convince him to try this. You know, he's like, nah, it's like voodoo, get away from me.
Oh.
And I said, whatever. He also has hypertension. He is on a channel blocker, and I try so hard to get him to try this stuff, and he will not.
Oh.
And I said, you know what, you lose. And I even told my doctor, you know, exactly what I'm doing. Right now I am down to 25 milligrams of the beta blocker. I told him I want off of it. And he said, well, you have a history now of hypertension, although it is coming down. I said, yeah, imagine that. And I told him exactly what I'm using. You know, bless his heart. I said, dude, you're trying to kill me with all this crap. And he had me on a statin drug because my cholesterol was too high, and I immediately got off of that because I just started noticing how my thought patterns were like, you know, you're driving in a car and like 2 or 3 minutes passes, and you're like, where was I? Where was I just at? No, this big pharmacy crap, they can have it. But anyway, kudos to you and all your guests that come on. They are absolutely lifesavers. But please, tell your little gal that has the GERD, the reflux, just to get some organic raw apple cider vinegar, shake the bottle up real good, do a tablespoon every day, slam some water behind it, and I'll guarantee her within 2 days she won't have acid reflux anymore.
Whoa. Thank you so very much, Debbie, for calling in from Indiana. There you got it, ladies and gentlemen. Just try it. It's so inexpensive. The small bottle is $5.40. That is nothing. But you know what? It may give you a tremendous amount of relief. And Martin Patella, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today. This has been just, I learned something every single time we talk about this with you.
Well, you're welcome, and you can have me back.
I will do that. Thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour today. Thank you for your wonderful insights. And to magnesium, of all things, something we all need, but we don't get it from our food.